Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkendall and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be with you today, this evening. And I am so excited about what we're going to talk about tonight. I am just so excited. Oh, I have to start off with one of my favorite songs. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I'm just going to get right into the show, and you know I don't start the show without prayer, so I'm just going to go into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you. We just give you the honor and the praise. I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel to be used for this project, for this blessing, for this vision that you've given, that you've created called Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I thank you for the lives it has touched. I thank you for the lives that it is touching and the lives that is destined to be touched in the future. I thank you for those that you have put in the pathway that I've met, that are meeting and that will be meeting. I'm very nervous tonight, so I'm putting all that towards you right now and all that energy towards you. I ask you that to please forgive me of all my sins, not just me, but those who will be on the line tonight. Forgive us all of our sins, Lord. I ask you, Lord, and I come to you humbly that you decrease me. And I invite your spirit to come in, and that whatever I say, and what, not just me, but all of us, whatever we say, whatever we do, that it is a reflection of your word, whatever you want us to say, whatever you want us to project right now. I give myself humbly over to you right now as I am getting ready to give the word that you have called and asked me or told me to give out. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Are you ready? They say success is defined when opportunity meets preparation. Are you ready? Is there a dream that you've had? Is there a vision? Is there a desire that you've had? Like in your belly, you know when you've had something that you've always wanted to do, but something has caused you not to do it for whatever reason. Something. There's always that but something. We talked about that word but before, how but just oversees or supersedes anything you say. You could say something and then you put in that word but and it just cancels out everything else you said before. Let's just take that to a whole new level. What is it that you've had like burning inside of you? What has been birthed inside of you? What is it that you've been longing to do but just haven't been able to do it for whatever reason? When are we going to start? You all know that I start with myself first. I always make myself very transparent. I always become a fishbowl. So I always start with me first. When are we going to start getting rid of that butt and start walking into our destiny and stop walking beneath it or under it? And that is what we're going to be focusing on tonight. But before I do, let me just say that you're calling and you're listening to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. Once again, my name is Fuchina Kirkendall. If you are just tuning in, I thank you for tuning in. I just thank you for all the listeners and all those who have tuned in for all over. It is such a privilege and a pleasure, and I'm very humbled to know that this broadcast has reached Haiti, it's Philippines, and Ghana, Africa, and Guyana, and Canada, and United Kingdom, all over the United States. It has just been phenomenal for me and a very humbling experience for me to know that, people are interested. people share, people understand. Mainly, people understand. They can relate. And that's what Chronicles is all about. It's about real lives, real issues, real scenarios. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Are you ready? Are you ready to take it to another level? Are you ready? If you know someone who's maybe interested or could benefit from this program tonight, please have them do so. They can do so in many ways. They can reach out to us by logging into Blog Talk Radio by www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman, or they can call in, and they can call in at 914-338-1552. I do have people that email me constantly, and I thank you all so much for your emails, and I've always responded to my emails, so I thank you. I really appreciate the feedback. I love constructive criticism. I love emails, period, whether they're constructive or not. It just helps, keeps me on my toes, and it keeps me humbled. But you can always email me and continue to do so. I appreciate it at C as in Charlie, OAFwoman@gmail.com. Once again, that's COAFwoman@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest tonight. And I've met her, I has to been, my son is now 9 years old. I believe my son was 4 when I met her. And it's just, time has, you know, it's interesting how you meet someone, you lose touch with someone, and then you reconnect as if, and when you reconnect, you just, as if like you never lost touch. And this is one of those situations where that has happened. And I'm just so honored to have her on the show tonight as we talk about this. And her name is about, her name is Miss Anita Whitley. And she's a very special person, a very gifted and an anointed person. And I'm so privileged to have her on the show. So, Miss Anita, thank you for tuning into Blog Talk Radio, and thank you for tuning and being a special guest tonight for Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. I can put a better person to help me talk about. Are you ready?
Thank you, Fortuna. Thank you for having me, and likewise, it was a blessing meeting you so many years ago, and you know, we don't meet by accident. God always has a purpose and a plan, and we thank him. I'm so grateful for him and for his timing. Always perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
Most, yes.
And this
thank
is such
you
a wonderful
so
topic
much.
Tonight, too. Yes.
Yes. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. So many avenues we can take this on. So many avenues. But what came to me the most, what just really just hone in to me is, you know, when I thought about the definition of success, you know, when opportunity meets preparation, you know, what's stopping people from succeeding? And I can only go by my personal, me personally talking about it. You know, when I first started the show, I was given the vision years ago. I was given this vision since 2008. I was given that vision, and I kind of sat on it. I was like, oh, I was all for it, gung-ho, and didn't do anything with it. Then 2011, I found out about Blog Talk Radio. I set up my account in 2011. The vision was given to me in 2008, but I set up the account in 2011. Still didn't do anything with it. It wasn't until I saw a show with Tyra Banks and Steve Harvey. I normally don't watch Steve Harvey's show, but that night I was drawn to it, and I saw Tyra Banks, and she talked about stepping out on faith, just doing something totally out of her comfort zone. And she said she finally just took a breath and leaped. And I was like, that message was for me. And I finally decided, you know what? I'm going to set a date for my show. I'm going to set a date, and I'm going to stick to it. I knew once I set the date, I was going to do it. It was no, there was no going back. And I find myself, as of today, in that same situation. I'm about to do encounter something, and I have to set a date. And once I set my date, that is it. But what stopped me from doing it? I mean, that baby was birthed a long time ago. And what stopped me? Are you ready? And so when the opportunity came for me to get on Blog Talk, I just finally did it. I just threw away. I said, you know what? I'm just going to step out on faith. And I've never known God not to do it, not to honor me when I step out on faith and just say, you know what? I'm going to hold my breath and I'm going to do it. Even though I'm scared, I'm still going to do it. And he never failed, never failed. Have you had a situation like that?
There, Bettina. Yeah, one of the things that I notice is what hinders us a lot is not so much fear, but fear as well, but faith, the lack of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just as you said, God told you to do it, and it was, you know, it until you built up your faith and had enough faith to do it, you know, that left you at a standstill. And I know for me personally, that's been over the years. I've been writing a book now for about 25 years. And I know, and so many times God has spoken to me, and even through other people, even through prophetic dreams, of getting this book out. And I know that I have to do that, or I'll continue to be in disobedience. And but yeah, we have to just do it. And you know, and it's so interesting the timing that you called, because over the last couple of months, especially the last 2-3 months, but basically this year, God has been speaking about walking in your purpose, your calling, what he created you to do. And so just as with, you know, the visions and dreams that he's given you and myself as well, you know, we need to be doing that, you know, we need to, you know, we need to step out on faith and do that. The time is now. And that's been over all year. The time is now.
With COVID-19 going on, I said, if no one learns anything or gets some type of lesson out of COVID-19, something is not right.
Yes, I
COVID-19
totally agree.
Came out of the blue. It forced us as people, as a society, as a nation, to readjust our entire lives, personally, professionally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, financially, physically, every degree that you can think of, it has forced us to do it. And one of the lessons I would say that I had to learn was tomorrow is not promised.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave this earth with a whole bunch of stuff that was given to me and it's still there when I'm being buried in the ground. I want to be like Chadwick Boseman that said, when I leave this earth, I want to be empty.
Yes. Yes.
I want to be empty. And that resonated something in me. And I'm at a point in my life, I'll be 50 come next Valentine's Day. I don't like where I am. It's time for a change. And I was like, I love what I do. I love what I've done in the past. But if I can do it for them, I can do it for me. And I can, I can edify. I can edify the creator who made it possible for me. Because he will make a way. If you take your passion and you're uplifting and you're helping people for his name's sake, he'll make the way for you. He'll make the way.
Because he's given it to us. Right. He's given it to us. We were all created for a reason. And all created
That's right.
for a purpose. Unless you're walking in that purpose, you're not living life at your 100. So you will never be totally satisfied until you're doing what
exactly.
you were created to do. And
exactly.
this is why, you know, it's been so prevalent this year. This 2020 is the year that you need to be walking in purpose. You know,
yeah.
it keeps
you
saying
said
that.
That,
you know, the time, yes, the time is now, you know. We need to be ready. We need to be walking in purpose. If you're not walking in purpose and you're too late, you're already too late. You don't want the door to close on you. The time is now, he says. And I keep hearing this and keep hearing this. And I'm like, God is serious. This is serious. We need to be walking in purpose. You know, something
you have
like,
to be. You can't
faith.
Be idling.
It's just walking
you can't be idle. Exactly.
No, you cannot be. You cannot be.
You
Least you die.
Cannot.
You cannot be. Yes.
You cannot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I just, people, you know, I now I'm guilty of it too, of what is my purpose? It took me years to figure out what my purpose, you know, but
mm-hmm.
now that I know it, well, I would just say this, I've always been shown what my purpose was. I still remember seeing the vision. But now I know and have embraced it. It's just like, okay, what's stopping me from walking into that? What's stopping me?
So may I ask then?
Okay.
I know to find our purpose, when we look back over our lives, we were already doing it because we were created. It's in us. And usually it's that thing that pained us the most, those life lessons that we had to go through.
Uh-huh.
That pain
uh-huh.
leads us to our destiny. Pain
uh-huh.
leads us to our destiny, whatever that was. Way back yonder when you've been doing it all your life, or you've been,
uh-huh.
you've been in your lesson until you receive the revelation of your destiny.
Uh-huh. And, you know, Chadwick Boss is just heavily on my mind because some of the things that he said when he gave his commencement, he gave the commencement speech in 2018 to the graduating class of Howard University. And he said, you know, take the road less traveled, take the hardships
mm-hmm.
and take the bumps and the
mm-hmm.
bruises, because it is there you see your purpose. It's the bumps and the bruises that you see where your destiny is. And on your on
I
your
agree.
Way to your destiny, it makes it
yes.
you know it's hard, but it builds you. It builds that character. It takes you on that road to your destiny,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it
mm-hmm.
does. You know, when you look
I
back
agree.
Over your life, and it's just like, you know, when you just do a screenshot over your life, and you start thinking about, you know, what have I, you know, all the stuff I've gone through, you know. You look about all the rain
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that, the storms you go through, but when you look over it and you see
mm-hmm.
where you were and see where you are now, it's just like, okay, it doesn't stop right there. It's time, what's the
right,
next one?
Right.
What's the next one? What's the next one?
Exactly.
What's the next one? What's the next one?
Mm-hmm.
But are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes.
Because one thing we can't do is become complacent. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty because I'm queen of procrastination. That would be me.
Me
oh
too, Bettina, because I'm very analytical and rigid. So
yes.
yes.
I am the queen of procrastination. And, you know, either I'll get too busy or I'm easily distracted. But it's just
yes.
like at this COVID-19 thing right here, this situation right
mm-hmm.
here has been a
mm-hmm.
true wake-up call. And being a single
yes.
mother is really,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say it's easy, because anyone that's a single mother, that's been a single mother, if someone tell me it's easy, then honey, let me know. Let me know that secret, because I don't believe you. I'm going to let you know. I don't believe you. To be a mother full time, work full time, be the teacher, the nurse,
yes.
The go getter at work, make sure you stay on top of your job, and then got to deal with craziness at the job on top of that. You know, it becomes overwhelming. And then, you know, I'm just going to use my personal testimony. It's time for me to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go to the next level. So bringing all this back in perspective, when you hit the bumps and the bruises and this and this and this and this, you know, at a point now in my life where I'm like, okay, I'm doing a reevaluation. I'm doing a reassessment. It's time for me to walk into my destiny and stop living beneath it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I am in my life.
For me too, Fatima. Like, you know, after you've gone around the same circle so many times, you're like, you know, okay, God, give me all you got right now. What is it that I need to do? Precisely what do I need to be? What do I need to say to get there when I get there? And how do I need to say it? You know, I'm like, I have to do this. And just like you said before, yeah, we have fear. We have thoughts, you know, that hinders us. But my thing right now is I know that I have to do this. I have to go scared and go blind because I have to go.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's funny. I see this quote, and it's by someone anonymous that says, do one thing every day that scares you. I was like, that's...
Yeah.
I got approached with an opportunity to finally start walking into my destiny. And I was so taken off guard when I got a return contact from this particular person. I almost started hyperventilating. I didn't know what to do. I was just like, oh, my gosh, this is about to really happen. You know, I'm really about to make contact. The fact that you took time out your busy schedule, you have so many people that you're dealing with, and you're taking time out your busy schedule to talk with me, or as you chop it up, as they like to say, chop it up with me. It's just like, you know, but I remember the prayer I put out there. You know, thank you, Holy Ghost. I remember the prayer I put out there. Send me the resources. Send me, surround me around the people. Get rid of the things that don't need to be around me. Get rid of them and give me the strength to let them go and keep them gone.
Amen.
And as you know, you got to be careful what you ask for, Tel, because he's going to get me. Be careful what you ask for. Be prepared for him to answer. But as I look and I start thinking, like, oh my gosh, this stuff is starting to come to fruition. It is time. So now I don't have no idle time to be wasting with no foolishness. I just don't.
I just don't anymore.
So every time I find myself in a situation where that enemy want to take me back to because we're used to being comfortable in a place we don't need to be in, whether it's pain, whether it's rejection, because that's comfortable for us. But I know I can't go back there. So, I find myself coming out my comfort zone now. I remember speaking to a friend of mine last night, and I said, listen, I want to learn. And the only way I know to learn is to start taking some of my barriers down. So I want to receive. I want you to be honest with me. And when you see that I'm heading in this direction, because I recognize what this is, and if you see that happening, I need you to be my friend and be like, hey, you might not want to take that route. He said, well, what if you don't want to receive? Well, I said, well, as a friend, you should know me by now to know when I'm going to be ready to receive something and when I'm not going to be ready to receive something.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about presentation. But my point is, I am willing to come outside of my comfort zone. Because I'm there. That hunger is igniting in me. I'm hungry. I'm ready. I said, next year this time, I don't want to be where I am now. That's
right.
My, I do not want to be where I am now. And the only way I need to do it, if you want to go somewhere you've never been, you got to do some things you've never done.
Yes, yes, yes.
Full submission. Full submission. Do it.
Yes.
Do it afraid. Do it afraid.
That's
what can what can you lose from doing it? What can
right,
you lose?
Exactly. And especially when
what
we're talking
you
about your destiny, your destiny, your purpose. Really, what can what do you have to lose?
None.
Nothing.
My thing is, when God gives you something, He already made the provisions.
Yes, He has.
He's already made the provision.
And
it's
can you
all
imagine?
On you.
Yes. Can you imagine had we walked into purpose or moved, you know, so many years ago when God told us to, where we would be now?
Oh
my
God.
Fear is not moving now because I don't want to look
yes.
back 5 years from now, you know. So that's the fear now. So I'm like you. I'm running because
yeah.
I have to get there, wherever there is, wherever there he's leading.
Wherever there is, exactly. Whatever
mm-hmm.
there is. And you know what? Hyperventilate, I'll just get the little brown paper bag. I'm good. You know, but I'm not going to allow it to stop me anymore.
Right.
And
right.
you know what
exactly.
I've learned? And this is another thing that I just want to point out to our listeners. Don't allow anything or anyone to hinder where you're going.
Because
we have
yes.
a tendency, you got them dream killers, them dream snatchers.
Mm-hmm.
Couple points I want to make on that. Two, one, not everybody needs to know your vision because that's
exactly.
your vision. Two, everybody's opinion don't count. Okay? And
that's
three, their opinion is just that, their opinion. It really don't matter what they got to say. Because most of the people who are trying to talk down to you, oh, I got something better. It's a quote by Jim Rohn. Successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do.
Mm.
Don't wish it was easier. Wish you were better. I got another one. It's by the same, no, no, different person. Ray Gofore. There are two types of people who will tell you that you cannot make a difference in the world. Those who are afraid to try, and those who are afraid you will succeed.
And you said something there because, too, we definitely need to be mindful of who we tell our visions to. And and it's not just, you know, people that are your so-called frenemies, but if the devil has people that he would put in your path because he knows that you trust them, and you would tell them your secret, and then he would put up blocks to hinder you or to block you or to kill your vision. One of the quotes I remember my pastor saying, and I have it written even on my computer because I have to remind myself, too, because I love to help people. And I'll just, you know, just talk and I'll even share my own personal stuff. And it's like, and it's, that's okay because the things that we go through in life is not for us. It's for somebody else. So we are to share it. However, we have to use our intuition when we're to share it and who we're to share it to.
Uh-huh.
One of the things my pastor keeps saying, he says, pray in private and move in silence. Everybody don't need to know what you're praying for, and they don't need to know where you're going. Because if your enemy knows where you're going, you know, he'll put up roadblocks to stop you from getting there.
So
we have to be mindful of, you know, who we're talking to and what we're sharing.
Right.
Those are some hindrances also, not just fear, but, you know, just the enemy hindering us because we've talked too much, we've told too much and too soon.
Exactly. I'm just going to interject real quick. For those who are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. My name is Puccina Carcanal, and I'm here with my special guest tonight, Miss Anita Whitley. I hope I said that right. It is always a privilege and a pleasure to have you all to join in with us tonight. And if you do know someone who can be blessed by this podcast, they're more than welcome to log in at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman, or they may call in at 914-338-1552. And if there's something that you want to say, you're more than welcome to give us a call at that number. We're more than happy to have you chime in at any time. Also, I want to thank those who are reaching out by email, and you're more than welcome to email me anytime at CoachWoman@gmail.com. That's CoachWoman@gmail.com. Tonight's episode, Are You Ready? Are you ready? Is there a desire, a dream, a vision, something that's been birthed inside of you just ready to come out? But something is always pushing it back. And that is what we're talking about tonight. And just doing a general recap, we were just talking about how we've allowed certain things and maybe people who've allowed us, you know, to come in and interrupt us moving forward and to birthing our dreams, birthing our vision, birthing our desire, whether it's fear, whether it's procrastination, whether it's something that's hindering us. But the truth of the matter is success comes when preparation meets the opportunity. Are you ready? Are you ready to take it to the next level? Are you ready to walk into your destiny and stop walking beneath your destiny? And Miss Anita was just going on to a point, so I'm going to let her continue. I apologize for interrupting.
I just wanted to just reiterate that you know, it's not sometimes always our fear, but you know, things that we put out there as well, because the enemy is listening. Mm. We have those things to deal with. We also have even, you know, generational curses. You know, there's some certain things upon certain families that, you know, continues to go on in this family. I would say not finishing a product, you know, starting and not finishing. You have certain things that goes on in certain generations. So those things too, we have to be mindful for and pray for. And we all need to have our own personal relationship with God, and He will tell us exactly what we need to do to overcome whatever obstacles we face.
Exactly, because it's just like, you know, the law of attraction. Whatever you put out is what you will attract to come back
right.
in. You have to be mindful of that. Yes, you are absolutely right about that. You hit that right on the head. You have to be careful what you put out there. You have to be very, very careful on what you put out there. So I would say, you know, that put out a list of things that been deterrent of as to why or, you know, people have not or, you know, chose not to walk into or what's causing them not to have that dream birth or to have that baby. You know, what would be some of them that you said? I know we talked about fear, we talked about procrastination, but could you think of some others?
Well, you know, just as I mentioned earlier, one of the things I know that I was fighting against was, you know, things from my past, you know, from my generation, my lineage. You know, those are things I knew that I had to, you know, to pray and overcome. It was not just, you know, my fear of wanting to do it, because I continue to do certain things, but always, you know, ended up in not completing a product or task. Yeah, and so that was something I had to get over, is not completing, you know, starting but not finishing.
Oh, my gosh.
Or
queen of
whatever
it.
The reason.
Yes. I am definitely guilty of it. I'll be so gung-ho on it, and then all of a sudden I just either fizzle out or become distracted.
Yeah. A professional starter.
I love that. Professional starter. able to deter it. You know, everybody's not given that vision. If the vision was given to you, you can't, one, you can't allow someone else to talk you out of your vision, period.
Yes.
It's yours.
Yes.
You have to be the one to go through it, regardless of, you know, how many times you might have failed at it, whatever the case may be. You know, regardless of how many times someone said, well, that's never going to work, and blah, 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 blah. It wasn't for them. And it's not for their approval. It wasn't designed for their approval. So my thing is, are you going to continue to listen to them, the naysayers, or are you going to dust, you know, get up, dust yourself off, and keep it moving?
Yeah, you're going to dust yourself off.
You're
going to keep moving because may not have been, it may not work for them, and it may never work for them, but it might for me.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I'm going to, yeah, even if I fail, and if I fail and I know that this is a God-given task or dream or destiny that I'm to do, then I'm going to keep at it because I know that if God had given it to me, he's going to help me through it. So, and I have to figure out why I'm failing at it. And see, we get it mixed up sometimes too and say, well, if God told you, then, you know, everything should go smoothly. That's not always the case. There are lessons to learn in things that God give us and tasks that God give us. There's still lessons we have to learn in order to get there because we have to be prepared when we get there, whatever it is. You know, like even in ministry, you know, we've been preparing for ministry, you know, the ones of us that were called into ministry. You've been preparing for that all your life. You were created a minister. And so there are certain roads that you have to travel that, you know, to prepare you for your particular ministry. And you may not travel the same roads that another minister travels, depending on your destiny. So we can't always listen to what people say, this didn't work, this won't work for you. It may not have for you. But that's not my road.
Uh-huh.
I have to take my road.
And
I have to learn my lesson along my road.
Exactly. And even if you're not a minister, even someone who is not, you know, haven't governed, coming into Christ yet, even if, you know, you still have that vision, you have that, you know, if it's there, if that unction is there, move forward.
Same applies.
Same applies. You know, just keep pushing. The thing is, don't stop. Don't stop.
Right.
You know, I remember a quote, the real test is not whether you avoid this failure because you won't. It's whether you let it harden or shame you into an inaction or whether you learn from it, whether you choose to preserve. Barack Obama.
Because there's so many successful businesses that have failed before they became successful.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah,
Steve
the only
Jobs.
Failure really is in not trying. Right.
Yeah, Steve Jobs. I mean,
yeah,
Steve Jobs is powerful.
Exactly.
He said if
you
really look closely, most overnight successes took a long time. That's a quote from Steve Jobs.
That's right. Yes.
He didn't Apple didn't come like overnight. It came from many failures. And I remember putting it on my Facebook page. Success comes from the ashes of failure. It's from an anonymous person. But that's so true. But
what's better to teach you than your last mistake?
Yeah. You won't know until you try. And I was like, but you tried. You know that doesn't work. So guess what? You find another one. You mentioned something earlier about if you I can't remember exactly what you said, but I'm going to paraphrase it. Basically, if it didn't work, you know, that way, then you try another way. But the point is you still try. And guess what? That means that way didn't work. So guess what? We'll go and try another way. If that way doesn't work, guess what? Try another way.
If it fails, your failure is an opportunity for you to re-strategize and do it again.
Exactly.
That's all it's
because the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how you got there, is that you're getting, you're going to get there. You just want to get there.
Yes.
And honestly, I prefer taking the narrow road because I'm going to learn to appreciate it even more. Doing it that
way. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
I'm going to appreciate it even more
not
doing it that way.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is, it'll also humble me to remind me how I got there. Once I get there, how I got there. And I will pay it forward, because if I can do it, then somebody else can do it. Let me show you if you want to be shown. Because I don't believe in helping someone who don't want to help themselves. But if you want
and
to,
that's what life
I
is
got
about.
You. Yeah, pay it forward.
Definitely. Yeah, and that's what life is about. I mean, you know, our mistakes and our failures, as well as our success, is for someone else, is to help someone else along their journey. That's what it's
Exactly. It's going, you know, it's one of those things, if you go in there with the misconception that it's not going to happen, okay, well, if you're going in there thinking that, you know, snap of a finger, this is going to happen, this is what I have to do, it's a perfect equation to a scenario, you're setting yourself up for failure already.
I've asked God for a miracle like that. I have yet to receive it.
No.
But I wish.
It would be nice. I don't know if I would have, you know what? I don't know if I would have appreciated it, though.
I know, right?
You know
what?
As human nature, I would expect the next one to be that way. Then the next one to be that way. Then the next one to be that way. And guess what?
That's how God works. I mean, one success is only lead you to, you know, a bigger task. And that once you accomplish that successfully, then you're gonna, the test is going to get even harder. So, yeah, I mean, but God is good, and I love it. I love his strategy.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it. You know, experience is life's best teacher.
Yeah.
Experience
and guess what?
Is life's
no
best
one gave
teacher.
It to us. Yeah, it was a blessing. Yeah. No one gave it to us. You know, wisdom can't be bought. You go to college and you buy knowledge, but you can't buy wisdom. You have to earn it.
You got that right. Yeah, you're right. You can take a horse to the water, but you can't make them think a drink. So, and that's, I mean, you can't do it. You just can't do it. For those who are tuning in, you're tuning in to Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. This is Fatina Kirkendall. I'm here with my special guest, Miss Anita Whitley, and those who are tuning in, I do see you. I can see those who are calling in tonight. If you're interested in sharing a comment, you're more than welcome to. You all know the drill. You could just text me at 678-887-9441. Just let me know that you want to drop in, and I'll be more than happy to chime you on in. 678-887-9441. I love to have you on. I do see you in near Charleston, South Carolina. I do see you, and I already know I got you. So I am going to open up the phone line really quick. So to get a couple of people who are tuning in. So we're getting ready to wrap up the show very soon because the hour goes by so quick. 60 minutes go by so quick. So I'm gonna go through my little roll call and see. Those who wants to chime in on this. So you have a minute, so we're going to go down the road. So Miss Anita, just hold on tight for me, hon. And then I'm going to get us all on here. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I'm seeing to have some technical. Oh, Tom, thank you for chiming in for Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. You are on live. Is there anything you would like to share? Are you ready? Good evening. All right, not a problem. I'll go to the next. I'm not sure. Maybe we're having technical difficulties with this particular person. I'm not sure. She's one of my faithful ones, so I will go back. So I want to thank you for tuning in for Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I thank you for tuning in. I want to know, are you ready?
Oh, it has to be. We got to wake up ready, go to sleep ready. Everything that God has given us is in there. We just have to acknowledge it. We have to search it. Like you said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. And as long as we're staying in that vein, our purpose, he'll just keep pouring into us. He'll just keep refining us so that we can continue to walk out what we're supposed to do. I love what Anika said earlier, that we were doing our purpose. When we were young, we came here and we were doing it. And it's like, wow, you know what? When you stop and you really think about it, you think back over your life and those different areas that God just used you in, it's like, that is so true. That is so true. And when he starts to unfold something, when you go through a different level, a different transition, and he opens up something totally different, it just speaks to how multifaceted and how layered and how in-depth and beautiful God has made us. So, I'll keep going. I don't want to go over a minute, but...
go ahead.
Yeah.
You go ahead. Go ahead.
I probably went 5 minutes.
I got you
already.
That's all right. I got you.
No, that's... And like you said, we have to renew our mind. We have to renew our mind and our thoughts daily because of our human nature. We get in our own way a lot of times, and we let the thoughts and the words of other people be a distraction and not pay attention to who God already spoke into existence before we even got here, who we are. We are spoken word. And that, you know, just makes me think of my daughter. My husband and I were dating, and we named her, you know, from 1 Corinthians 14. Her name is Charity Felice. I was like, you know what? I believe in power, purpose. God said he framed the world with his words. And from the time this little girl was born, and she was almost born 10 years almost to the day of when we named her. 10 years later, she manifested. So, like you said before, be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you pray. Be careful what comes out of your mouth and what you put in the atmosphere, because you're framing your world. So if you don't renew your mind and have the mind of Christ and surround yourself with that positivity and people who are going to pour into you, so that when you come against the adversary, you'll know how to deflect and guard your heart and mind. We just have to give in that space to renew our minds and to see it in our mind's eye so that we can say it out loud, clear and decree it. Because if we don't, then it turns into, and we get discouraged or thinking that, or lose faith, that negative self-fulfilling prophecy kicks in, where you didn't think you were going to be able to do it, or people who said you wouldn't be able to succeed at something, you let that get in your head and distract you. But I think it's powerful. I think it's necessary. I think that's something that we can't forget as people of God, to be humble, to stay humble and stay teachable, so that we can be in the right posture to be ready. Because sometimes people get too overly confident and to the point where they become arrogant, and then they're not teachable. So it doesn't matter how anointed you are. It doesn't matter how intelligent you are. We have to be humble enough so that we can be taught. Even from a small child, we can learn. I'm going to bounce back because I realized in the statement that I was making about my daughter that I never completed the statement. The point of it was her name is Charity Felice, and to know her is to love her. And when I tell you, from the time this little girl was born, she was doing what God brought her here to do. She was manifested healing the fact that she even came here, because at about 5 or 6 months, they thought I was going to lose her. to the fact that she came full term from the time she's been here. She has done what God has created her to do, and that's give love and make people happy. And she does that. So it goes back to what you said, Anika. I think I hope it challenges us all to stop, reflect, refocus, and really hone in to what God has already put in us. Tap into that purpose and just do the doggone thing. Be ready. That's it.
Miss Anika, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I like what she said, and I want to say when she was talking about preparing and you know, being ready and all, and I totally agree with that. You know, we don't always get what we hope for, but we get what we prepare for. So we definitely have to, you know, be prepared. We definitely have to stay ready. Another thing she said, too, that I want to say, she was talking about, you know, being arrogant. You know, God has nothing to do with arrogance. So when people are being overconfident and arrogant, that has nothing to do with God. Actually, you know, I remember hearing this acronym of ego, and it said it's edging God out. So God, you know, is not in arrogance. He's not in ego. So you're right. I like that. Thank you for bringing that up.
I'm just, you know, I just awesome nuggets, awesome nuggets I'm hearing tonight. And I would just say that I don't really have nothing to add on that, to be honest with you. I'm not going to try. I mean, I just love that point. And the two of you tag teaming on that, just, you know, just nailed it in the coffin. I would just like to just tune right now. And for those who have that passion, who have that gift, you know, getting ready, are you ready? So let's talk about how to get ready. Let's talk about that really quick. And Barbara, I'm going to keep you on the line as we finishing out the show. You know, how do you get ready? We got about 5 minutes to handle this. Well, maybe six. You know, how do we get ready? Barbara, I'll start with you. 2 minutes.
You got to start then everything with God. If you're not getting your instruction and your direction from Him, then it's all questionable. So that's the first way to get ready, is consult Him. We have to make sure that we are ready to put in the hard work, to do the hard work, to do the due diligence. And, you know, we have to be diligent and make sure that we're putting in the right amount of time in the right places, so that when we meet that opportunity, then we'll be prepared, so we can just like an arrow shot by, you know, the scripture in Proverbs where it says he will shoot his children like into their future like a bow shoots an arrow. When we are prepared and know that we have everything in order the way God says we should, and just listen to Him and be faithful. You know, our bishop at our church will always say, you know, trust Him. When you can't trace Him, you continue to trust Him. So that's the key thing. That's it. Key thing.
I love
God.
It.
Put in the hard work.
Miss Anika.
Yes, I like and she's saying to, she used the analogy of an arrow, and that's exactly the way God wants us at this time. He wants us to already have that arrow back, pulled back, ready to go when He says fire. And that's what He's been telling us, you know, for the last couple of months. We have to be ready.
Yeah, you know, I would just say, you know, let me ask you all one other thing, and I would just say one nugget of wisdom, just one nugget of wisdom that you would give. If it was one word, what word would you use? Barbara?
Faithful. Be faithful to God.
Miss Anika.
Intuition.
Oh, faithful. Intuition. So as I listen to these ladies and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful women, knowledgeable women of God, I love them, you know, and they know, you know, also on the business aspect, you know, those who are trying to start their own business, those who are trying to start their own ministry, those who are just whatever that dream or vision, whatever it is, maybe you haven't given your life to Christ. Maybe you haven't yet. You know, maybe you're thinking about doing that. Maybe that is your desire. You know, don't give up, you know, just on a going off the path just a little bit, because sometimes we get deterred when we see outside things that we feel like, okay, well, maybe I'm not going to come over because I see this and this and this. No, you have to seek it for yourself. And I remember being church hurt before, and I remember someone telling me, well, church is not going to come in your lap, Gina. And I was like, ooh, we got a point there. You know, so it goes back to, you know, summing everything back up. You cannot allow outside interference. You have to get that knowledge yourself. Surround yourself around people to where you're trying to go. Surround yourself around people that's already there. That will be some of my nuggets of wisdom. Take away the distractions in your life, whether it's fear, whether it's people, whether it's things, regardless of what it is, get rid of it or stay away from it. And surround yourself around where you see yourself being. So if you see yourself being an entrepreneur, guess who you need to surround yourself around? You need to surround yourself around people like entrepreneurs. You need to surround yourself around, if your dream has become, you know, in the ministry, you need to surround yourself by those who are in the ministry. You want to surround yourself and saturate yourself. You know, I agree. Let God be your foremost. Let him be your compass to get you to where you're going. But even if God is not there in your life yet, the head of your life, like he is the head of ours, because there's no judgment on this show, find that focal point of where you're going, because you need that compass to get you to where you're going so you can get to your destination. And failure should never be an option for anyone, because as long as you are given life, you are given an opportunity. And for every opportunity, make it count. Just like the quote that I mentioned earlier, every day find something that you are afraid to do. My cousin once asked me, what would I love to do if I did not allow fear to interrupt what I wanted to do? I finally answered that question, and now I'm stepping into my destiny and making the move to move forward. And I'm just encouraging you, are you ready? If you're not and you're still living, then get ready, because that means you got an opportunity to do so. My name is Puchina Kirkendall, and you've tuned in for another episode of Chronicles of a Fonda Woman. I thank Miss Anita Whitley for being on here tonight, and Miss Miss Barbara Bennett, because you don't want to give you your maiden name, and I know your husband's going to kill me. So Miss Barbara Bennett for coming in tonight and helping me out on this very crucial subject and very necessary subject. Miss Anita, you know this is only going to be the first of many shows I'm going to see you on. So I'm just so excited to have you all here, and I thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. This is Puchina Kirkendall. I love you, but God loves you more. Have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.